This past week, Idaho Senator Larry Craig reversed himself and said he intended to remain in office. That's despite his guilty plea after a sex sting in a Minneapolis airport bathroom. Back in early September, Craig had signaled he would resign his seat. Sadie Babbitts is the news director at member station KBSX in Boise and joins me now. Hello, Sadie.
Hi, Andrea.
It's been a day or two since Craig's announcement, and that's given Republican leaders a chance to absorb his reversal. What's their reaction?
You know, it's really interesting, Andrea, because I think the silence coming from the Republican establishment here speaks volumes as to what's going on. I talked with Governor Butch Otter Friday, and his words seem to echo the general party line, and that is, this is Larry Craig's call to stay in office and that there's no provision to remove him from office other than the U.S. Senate, which would take a two-thirds majority vote, or for Larry Craig to actually remove himself. And that neither of those seemed to be on the table.
Now, we should say that Craig said he would step down if he couldn't have his plea vacated from a Minneapolis court. The court rejected his attempts to do that, and still Craig decided that he would stay in his seat. What are ordinary folks on the streets in Idaho saying about this?
Well, local reaction over this has been really mixed. There's confusion as to why the senator has gone back on his word after saying he intended to resign to focus on legal challenges. Now he's saying he can stay in office and fight those challenges. There's confusion over what really happened in that men's airport bathroom or whether he's guilty or not. And interestingly enough, Andrea, Idaho is one of the most conservative states in the country, yet when I was talking with people today, they're fairly sympathetic to Craig's family and all the emotional strain that's been placed on them. What is important is that he follows through with his word. That's a very Western thing. And most people have lost confidence in this senator because he has gone back on his word. I was talking with people today in Boise about the senator and his decision to stay in office. And here's what Boise resident Pam Reese told me.
I truly thought that he would do what I call the politically correct thing and step down. I think there's been too much question arise whether he's guilty of it or not guilty of it. The question is there, and I think it compromises his position publicly.
And Andrea, that's why most people here want Senator Larry Craig to step down, including Pam Reese, as you heard. And the majority of these people have historically supported Craig.
So, Sadie, you're hearing from people on the street, gay, straight, guilty, not guilty. He said he would resign, so he should.
That's exactly the case. You know, I was talking with this political analyst, and I'd asked him about advice that he would have for Senator Larry Craig. And he said, you know, when you're in a hole, quit digging. And the stories, the comedy that's springing up and around Senator Larry Craig, it just keeps getting worse and worse. And staying in the Senate isn't good for Craig's reputation, and it certainly isn't good for Idaho's reputation.
Sadie Babbitts of Boise State Radio in Idaho, thanks so much.
You're welcome.